Jesus chose to love Judas. Like Jesus, choose love. Here we consider this passage from Scripture, John 6, verse 70. Jesus answered them, "Did I myself not choose you, the 12, and yet one of you is a devil?" Now, this verse is difficult for most of us to comprehend. Jesus chose Judas, knowing he would betray him. Like many of you, I know the sting of deceit and betrayal. The deep hurt and disappointment can last years before forgiveness comes. Some never find peace and die with the poison of bitterness and unforgiveness in their minds, hearts, and spirits. I've faced betrayal in both my personal and professional life. Being betrayed by someone I trained and mentored who later stabbed me in the back for a promotion and advancement hurt, but it paled in comparison to the pain and hurt of betrayal by an ex-wife and best friend. It's hard to imagine what Jesus felt sitting across from Judas, knowing what was to come. That Jesus chose Judas knowing who he was and what he would ultimately do illustrates his ability to walk in love at all times. It highlights the depth of Jesus' commitment to fulfill God's will and plans no matter what. Judas' betrayal was a necessary part of God's plan for mankind's salvation and redemption. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you about any unresolved hurt, anger, bitterness, or resentment from a betrayal in your life. Pray first and ask God to forgive you for your sins, and to give you grace to forgive the person who betrayed you. Don't drink the poison of anger and hurt, hoping someone else will be affected. Ask God to tell you what he wants you to learn from your experience. Next, ask him to give you wisdom and discernment, and to tell you what to do and say in all of your difficult and hurtful relationships. Decide today to imitate Jesus. Walk in love with everyone in spite of their actions. Trust God to use others, even their acts of deceit and betrayal, for his perfect will for your life. Lord, thank you for forgiveness of my sins of anger, bitterness, and resentment in the face of betrayal. Jesus, your love walk with Judas encourages and challenges me. Holy Spirit, teach me to look at others through the lens of love and forgiveness. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.